falling. You could hear it for 2 or 3 miles, sound like, and he'd say suck, suck, suck after Noah, and of course they never would hear all that, but that was the tune on the leg. That was the last part that he'd always go along. And it would be sound, they know what it was, and they would come for miles and come to it. That's when he would salt them, you know. That's when they'd be out on the range and you'd salt them. But you'd you could call them around home, that you'd just say, Sook Daisy or Sook so and so. But in your big herd, well, they have a big yell, like they call them. And whatever it is, they get used to it and they'll come to it.
And they'll come for that. Now, what about what would you say to them to make them stand still while you're milking them?
You can say saw, like that, something like saw pie or saw daisy or saw. And if you don't pinch your tip, they'll stand still.
And they'll stand still.
You don't pinch them too hard.
Those milking machines, huh?
Well, they're milking things, they just
suck. You were telling me yesterday about those milking machines and how they would come out and they never even touch the milk. And it just come out and
Well, no, your udders on your cow is, most of them has got four titties, four udders, you know, that's what they call udders. They're called, we always milk the tits, that's when they, but they, anyhow, they call them udders. And you have four of them in that milker. Mm-hmm. But the man or the girl, anybody can do it. And they just slip it up on that tip, and they slip it up on this, and then they go around, they get all four of them on there, and when they get all four of them, they'll reach over and turn them on. Mm-hmm. What they mean by turning them on, they turn the suction on. Uh-huh. And they got a suction that comes from somewhere that pulls that suction in, and then you give her a bucket full of feed and she forgets all about the worry, Noah. Or you turn the radio on one and she did let that milk just flow out. They say television, they don't like television much. They like the radio music. They say, honestly do, they say you turn the radio on and it'll just calm them down, and they'll just stand there and eat, and that milk will just flow. You know, they get their mind on eating and won't be thinking about
else
or something about, maybe they've been fighting out there a lot with another cow, and they'll be sort of mad or stirred up, or the nerves will be sort of nervous, and that radio will sort of calm them down, and then they'll start eating. They'll forget all about their troubles, you know, and boy, that milk. Well, they say they'll just give the milk down real good. And a lot of times, and when I used to milk, because you never did milk, my wife did, I learned her how to milk.
You did?
No, she knew how to milk. But anyhow, the cow wouldn't give her milk down a lot of times until the calf sucks.
Uh-huh.
And then whenever she feels that warmth of that calf's tongue, mm-hmm. sucking just like anything that sucks to get his food, well, she'll start him giving the milk down. Because you better get your half while the calf's getting his half. Yes, if you don't, she might quit. She might quit directly. But I always give a calf plenty of milk. A lot of people just steal the milk out of a calf. I think if I can't live on half of it while he lives on half of it, I don't do it. I just give him half the milk, and that's all there is to it.
Well, if you were plowing with mules or horses, what would you say to them to make them go left and right?
You say G and haul, mm-hmm. and they're pretty easy to learn too.
Are they? Well, now how would you call horses to get them to come in from the pasture, or mules or something?
You call them cope coley, a cope,
uh-huh.
and something like that. You call them, if your horse's name is Sam, say cope Sam, cope, come on. And they can hear you, and they know what you want, because they know almost you're going to give them some feed.
Oh,
see,
they'll
come.
Anything, they know it's feed time.
Anything will come for feeding time. If you're out there playing, your mama says, Mary, come in and eat supper. Well, here you'll come.
I come at feeding time, too.
You'll come, too. When you get hungry, you'll come in. Now, see, I didn't forget your name that time, did
you? No, you didn't. You hadn't forgotten it at all since I wrote it out for you.
Oh, I know. I got it.
Makes me feel good.
Oh, I got it. I got Mary down in town, and I got another.